From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. As U.S. President-elect Donald Trump prepares to meet with his first foreign leader Thursday, he's denying press reports his transition team is in turmoil over arguments over who will get top national security appointments in his administration, writing on Twitter Wednesday that, quoting now, "things are going so smoothly." Trump will meet with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in New York with the exact time and place still to be announced. A U.S. State Department spokesman told reporters on Wednesday the Trump team has not reached out for help on protocols with foreign leaders, but they are willing to lend assistance.
We, of course, stand ready to assist the president-elect's team in any way that they deem fit. But as I said, there's been no outreach to date. But it's not for us to approve or disapprove of conversations that the president-elect is having or may have in the future with foreign leaders.
Trump made harsh remarks about Japan and other Asian nations during the campaign, demanding they pay a bigger share of the defense bill in the Asia-Pacific area, including the cost of maintaining U.S. military bases in Japan. Abe is in the United States on his way to the Asia-Pacific summit in Peru. At least 32 civilians have been killed in Aleppo in the past 24 hours as Syrian government warplanes and artillery hit rebel-held districts of the city for a second day. The bombardment has damaged two hospitals, a blood bank, and residential buildings in the city's eastern neighborhoods. Meanwhile, Russia this week said it had launched air attacks targeting extremists in the Idlib and Homs province. This is VOA News. Human rights groups around the world are condemning Russia's decision to withdraw from the International Criminal Court as an alarming signal of Moscow's retreat from international justice and institutions. The ICC enraged the Kremlin this week by issuing a report concluding that Russia carried out a military conflict against Ukraine in early 2014 and that the resulting annexation by Moscow of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula was an occupation. Secretary of State John Kerry is trying to ease the minds of those worried that the next U.S. president will destroy the global agreement to deal with climate change. Kerry spoke in Morocco at the UN Climate Conference.
I can tell you with confidence that the United States is right now, today, on our way to meeting all of the international targets that we've set. And because of the market decisions that are being made, I do not believe that that can or will be reversed.
President-elect Donald Trump on the campaign trail as the Republican nominee spoke of ripping up the Paris Agreement on reducing greenhouse gases. Shortly after his surprise victory, Trump appointed climate change skeptic Myron Ebel to lead his Environmental Protection Agency transition team. Hillary Clinton made her first public appearance Wednesday night in Washington since conceding the presidential election to Donald Trump a week ago. Clinton said all she wanted to do for the most part of this past week was curl up with a good book with her dog and never leave the house again. But she encouraged the audience at the Children's Defense Fund event that retreating is not an option.
I know many of you are deeply disappointed about the results of the election. I am too, more than I can ever express. But as I said last week, our campaign was never about one person or even one election. It was about the country we love and about building an America that is hopeful, inclusive, and big-hearted.
The president of the Children's Defense Fund praised Clinton for her contributions to the fund and her lifelong dedication to the welfare of children. A U.S. federal judge has scheduled a hearing to consider President-elect Donald Trump's request to delay a civil fraud trial involving his now-defunct Trump University until after his inauguration on January 20th. The judge is set to hear arguments on Friday, just over a week before the trial starts. And Pakistan's military has conducted a major exercise near the border with India. The drill's intended to show the combat readiness of the armed forces. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.